10111 call centre strike appears to have intensified. The SA Federation of Trade Unions has now joined the industrial action there. Workers are picketing across the country today, gathering at the police headquarters in Midrand. Call centre agents say they can no longer accept being underpaid and say they will now remain on an indefinite strike. On the line is Eyewitness News reporter Pilani Pakhade, who is in Midrand. Pilani, take us through exactly what you see at the moment.
Basically, Ray, people are still here. They are demonstrating. They have been for the last few hours now. Just to take you through, of course, what has happened here. Alfred Gou, who's one of the negotiators of SAPU, says the SAPS is using tactics to try end the strike, basically without addressing their concerns. So demonstrators say they will not stop, and he says demonstrators have told him that they want their demands for a higher salary to be met. Ray, there's also a court application brought forth by the SAPS saying the protesters have violated picketing rules by intimidating non-striking workers and also damaged state property. So having been here for an hour now, I'm yet to see exactly what has been damaged, right? So speaking to protest leaders, of course, earlier, they've basically told Eyewitness News that the SAPS is experiencing difficulties in manning the call centers in their absence and is now running to the court to try force them back to work, basically without even trying to resolve their concerns raised.
Speaking about those concerns, Pilani, what are police management saying about money? Because there seems to be massive disparities between what people earn at police call centers versus other government call centers.
Well, basically, as we've been following this story throughout, we've noticed that it is indeed a fact that other the benchmark across the government departments are not the same. And we've heard that there is internal research which has been done, which concluded that the 10111 call center agents be paid in line with other government department. But however, that has not been the case. Hence, they are now demonstrating, and they also allege, which are the demonstrators here, that the SAPS has not even come forward to come and try put an offer on the table in an effort to end the strike.
Pilani, are contingency plans in place at the call centres?
Well, we have been told that several times by the spokesperson of the police, Sally De Beer, saying that there are contingency plans. There are some members, of course, who have been, we are told, removed from operations outside to come and man the call center in the absence of the workers. So we are not really sure if that contingency plan is indeed working, Ray.
Eyewitness News reporter Pilani Pakhade live from Midrand. Well, let's stay with the story. And on the line is the SA Policing Union's General Secretary, Oscar Skomere. Good afternoon, Oscar. Welcome to the show. Take us through the negotiation process so far then.
Afternoon to you and to the listeners. I'm glad that it's an admission by pulling out some of the employees who are there to react when the call center are giving them directives in terms of where crime is being committed and so forth. When you pull them into the center itself, it means there is a shortage on the other side. And also to say that we are happy that SAPS, they can feel the pressure now by running to court and try to interdict the strike. However, we have refused and we will keep refusing anything which is less than what these employees of the call centers are currently earning. Based on the stuff which was done by SAPS themselves, based on the job evaluation and the recommendation to say that these employees are earning less than what is being paid to other government call centers, your Home Affairs, your SARS and your SASAS and all that. And we are not so sure as to why it takes SAPS so long to can really rectify the situation. What they are bringing on the table, which the union is refusing, of course, the workers as well, it's less than what these employees are currently earning. They want these employees to apply for positions of constables in the call center. In the first place, they want to change their condition of service because these employees are appointed in terms of the Public Service Act. They want these employees to be a police ex-employees. So when you do that, of course, you need to have requirements. Requirements for you to be a constable is that you must have a matric, you must have 18 years, between 18 years and 35, you must have a driver's license. And if it happened that these employees apply and they found themselves to be outside that requirement, it means they are done. Because they don't want to translate them. And if they were to translate them, they will take them in the current position moving forward. Postponing meetings where we need to meet with them and take these things forward. It's just a frustration.
Oscar?
They go in the media and paint like everything. It's fine, which it's not.
What happens then if the police do get their interdicts? What's the way forward for you?
Look, we went back and we wanted to intensify the strike. We then set the federation, which is up with one of the affiliates. We seek solidarity support from other unions. And on the ground, there is NUMSA, which you know NUMSA is part of the SAFTU Federation. And other unions are coming to mobilize other employees in other departments to try to intensify this. But like we are saying, that it's good that subs, they have run to court to try to interdict this. It means there is pressure and they can feel it. We will keep putting pressure up until subs respond positively to these issues of the workers.
Any word yet from the police minister?
Not as yet, except to say that we have engaged him. He promised that he is going to come back to us. And up until this moment, there is nothing positive from the minister.
Right. SA Policing Union's General Secretary Oscar Skomere on the line from Midrand. We invite the police minister onto the show to talk about this, how to resolve the 10-11, 10-111 call center strike.